6,000 people will attempt suicide because this casino opened. 1,600 jobs in Philadelphia are going to be lost every year. And 6,200 people will be driven into bankruptcy just because of one casino.
On September 23rd, 2010, Sugar House Casino opened at Frankfort and Delaware Avenues, making Philadelphia the largest city in the country to have a casino. Its arrival comes to the chagrin of No Casino in the Heart of Our City Coalition, which includes community members who have been fighting against the presence of casinos in Philadelphia for several years. Many have experienced firsthand the effects of casinos. One protester, Lihard Chung, says she is passionate about the cause.
Because I grew up with a gambling addiction, and so I know firsthand the impact of gambling. And I also work with young people, and I realize that a lot of young people are going through this and they're not talking about it. Because when I was a young person, I didn't talk about it too. It was something I was very ashamed of. Mm-hmm. And I just don't want this addiction to grow, and I don't want anyone to not talk about it, because it's one thing to have this addiction, but it's another thing to not talk about it and not know that, you know, people care about you and that they don't want you to suffer by yourself. You know, people need to know that a lot of people are suffering from it. It's not just themselves.
But some people are standing up and speaking out against casinos, sharing their stories of hardship in the hopes that others will be prevented.
And I also want to say that I joined Casino Free Philly before my father died, but I lost my father in December to gambling addiction. He committed suicide. So it's a very real thing, and it affects a lot more people than often speak about it in public. So I'm really happy to see everyone here tonight.
So who are the people who are the most affected by the arrival of Sugar House? What will happen to them? Lihar explains further her experience with youth going to her for help with gambling addictions in their families.
I think the people most affected are going to be the young people, because they're not going to have a voice to say it. If their parents are the ones taking the money from them, if their parents are the ones abusing them or neglecting them because of the addiction, they're not going to be able to have a voice to say something about it. I think they are going to be the most impacted by it. They are going to be the most hurt by it. Mm-hmm. And so I'm very concerned for the children of the city, mm-hmm. and I'm very concerned about teenagers picking up the gambling habit at a young age, because it can and will ruin lives. And so I'm hoping that, you know, as many people know that it's very addictive, and to not treat it lightly. Don't think of it as, oh, this is just fun and games. It's a very addictive habit, and it will mess up people's lives. I've had young people write me letters and tell me what's been happening with them, and it reminds me about what happened to me. And so it makes me very upset that the city will allow this to happen.
Even what may seem like short-term benefits of having the increased business of a casino in the area are far outweighed by long-term consequences. Reverend Jesse Brown and Francisco Lobasso explain more.
The promises of jobs and some kind of economic reform did not come close to the social damage and the community damage that takes place because of casinos.
For every job that a casino brings, it destroys three jobs in the local economy, because you can't have small businesses, bars, restaurants, things like that competing with a 24/7 casino that is exempt from the smoking ban, that is offering free alcohol, that has ATMs strategically placed throughout the casino. I mean, there could have been a park here, there could have been a school here, there could have been a community center, there could have been a library, there could have been a pool, there could have been a lot of things, and I mean, like computer labs, like, or something. I mean, like things that a community actually needs and could benefit from.
Organizers from Casino Free Philadelphia have three main strategies: hosting a casino town watch, doing outreach and coalition building in poor communities and communities of color, and developing ways to pass gambling reform to reduce the predatory tactics of the casino, which create addiction. These predatory tactics include getting rid of slots on credit.
We're not going to stop the fight. We're going to continue to press forward. We're going to continue to be a watchdog. We're going to continue to make certain that we minimize the impact, if not get rid of this casino in Philadelphia.
This is Cecile Ermeni-Hazi for On Blast Radio Show with the Philadelphia Student Union. Me and Johnny Mac sitting, God willing and able, July